Hello guys and girls, welcome back to my podcast Believing in Her with me, Emily Howes. Sorry if I sound super tired, it's literally 7 a.m. I have just woke up, but I went to bed thinking about this one thing that I'm going to discuss on today's episode, and I don't want to forget to talk about it, and I think it's really, really important, and it's actually been a game changer. I literally listened to a meditation yesterday with a monk or a Buddhist, I think they're the same thing. And it really got my mind thinking. Whenever I see 1111 or whenever anyone says to me, what do you want from life? My answer is always to be truly happy. When in actual fact, no one is always happy. When you feel happy, you also have to feel sad. You also have to feel angry. You also have to feel upset. You also have to feel disappointment. Happiness is just one emotion that you may have a couple of times a week. You may have 5, 6, 7 times a week, but it's not your constant state. No one is in a constant state of happiness. Everyone that feels happiness also feels negative emotions too. And I, the last couple of months, feel like I have been trying to chase happiness, when in actual fact, we should absolutely be choosing peace over happiness. So next time when someone asks me, what is one thing that you want from life? I will no longer be saying, I want to be happy or I want to find happiness. Because in actual fact, I want to find peace. And when I actually think about it, that's exactly what I found. I am absolutely at peace now. My life is so peaceful. And the last couple of weeks, I've been feeling a little bit mellow, maybe. Well, not mellow, but I've just been feeling a little bit stationary. I've been feeling a little bit meh. But what I've actually realized, that's actually just peace. I'm not having my constant state spiked of happiness and then a low, and then happiness and then a low, and then another bit of happiness and then another low. I am just cruising right now. Which I actually looked at and thought, oh my goodness, my life is so boring right now. There's nothing exciting going on. There's nothing fun going on. There's nothing crazy going on. And I love fun, crazy, exciting. I love all of those feelings. But what I've realized is that I'm always chasing them. Always. So for the last couple of years, or maybe even the last 10 years of my life, my mind has constantly been happy and then sad. Happy and then sad, happy, then the sad. It's literally like a life come down. I'm constantly chasing that higher, and then I finally get the higher, but then I also get a low with it. And that actually made my mind and my body not work very well, because I was constantly having this spike of real excitement, and then I was getting a low again. When really, the last couple of months, the other day, I was talking to my friends and I was just saying, like, my life is so boring now. Like, I don't feel any, like, emotions. When actually, I'm just at peace. I'm actually at peace with my life at the moment. I've got a good life. I'm so beyond grateful for my life. I do feel happy every day. Like, I don't feel sad. I do feel happy. But my idea of happiness is that constant excitement and that thrill and that adrenaline and all of these like crazy highs, when really how I've felt the last couple of months is actually normal. And it's actually how a human should be feeling. They should be feeling at peace. They shouldn't be having this high, but then the week after feeling upset, angry, disappointed, let down, infuriated, frustrated. They should be feeling a constant state of peace. And that's the place I've got to at the moment. And I think it has a lot to do with not letting anyone affect my peace. Like the last couple of months, I have really focused on myself and only myself. I've not, like I said in my other episodes, I've not been dating, I've not got in rebound relationships, I've not been going out drinking, I've not been going out going crazy, I've not booked any holidays just yet. And all of these things are amazing, and I think life is all about balance. And I'm not saying you can't go out drinking, I'm not saying you can't go on dates. All of these things are fun, but I think you need to be so healed before you start going to do all of these things, because inevitably these things just become distractions. and you don't actually heal. You don't actually become the best version of yourself. And I actually feel like I said, the last couple of weeks, I've really been thinking, wow, my life's so boring. Like, maybe I should be going on dates. Maybe I should be going out drinking. Maybe I should be going to festivals and doing all of these exciting things. And I know that time will come. I'm not going to be stuck in my flat for the rest of my life, living a boring, peaceful life. I know that these times will come, but I want to be so healed that the things that I do aren't just distractions. I don't want to let a guy come into my life and affect my peace. Like I said in my last episode, it will take someone with great qualities to affect me, just to come into my life now, because I only want people to add value to my life that come into my life. I do not want anyone to disrupt my peace. So basically the moral of this story is, if you are feeling a little bit bored of life and just like, ugh, what's going on? That's not a bad feeling. That's absolutely not a bad feeling. It just means that you are okay at the moment. You're living in peace. You're not having these constant ups and downs. You're not in a trauma bond. You're not like living life where one day it's so crazy and fun and exciting and the next day you're feeling like absolute dog shit because all your worries have come crashing down on you and that excitement feeling is gone. It's okay to live a couple of months of your life, or even a year of your life, or even years of your life, just feeling at peace. And I want to make sure that I'm so healed that that is my constant state going forward. I don't want anyone to be able to affect my mood or affect my peace. The next person I let into my life is only going to add value to my life. They're only going to add excitement and joy and happiness. They're not going to add any of those negative feelings, because I'll be so at peace with my life. And I've done so much work and healing on myself that no one will be able to trigger me or affect my mood anymore. What I've realized in the last couple of weeks, and this was really, really, really hard for me to come to terms with because I love all of these things, but life doesn't always have to be constantly filled with doing exciting things like getting a new car and moving to a different place and buying new things and getting another tattoo and going out to events with my friends. Like, life doesn't have to be constantly doing these things, to constantly be chasing that high. And I love doing all of these things, and I'm not saying to stop doing all of these things. I know my life is still going to be filled with holidays. I probably am going to get a new car at one point in my life. I am going to move home. I am going to find the love of my life. Like, I'm excited for all of these things that are in the future, but I'm not constantly trying to force them anymore. Like, I want to build a peaceful, sustainable life before I feel the need to constantly be chasing these highs. Because I promise you now, chasing these highs were just covering up my sadness. Chasing these highs were just because I wasn't at peace with my life. When I bought another car, or my dream car, should I say, it's actually because I wasn't at peace with my life. I actually had really bad things going on in my life at that point, and I felt like a brand new car would make me happier, and it did for about 5 minutes, but it didn't make me feel any more at peace with my life. It didn't resolve any of the problems going on in the background. Same when I get a new tattoo. I love getting new tattoos. It is one of my passions. It's one of my hobbies. But going to book in for a full day session and get a tattoo only makes me happy for so long. It doesn't sort out the problems that I have in my life, or it didn't sort out my mindset, or it didn't sort out the fact that I was a control freak and that I was anxious and that I was probably in the wrong relationship. I fully believe now, sorry guys, I have just woke up, my throat is so croaky right now. But I fully believe that you need to really, really try and make peace out of your life and choose peace before you choose happiness. This is all part of me self-reflecting on myself, because I am now fully aware that I have spent the last however long chasing a high. And that is because I wasn't happy in my own life. It was because I wasn't happy within myself. It's because I wasn't living a healthy lifestyle. I was just constantly chasing that high and that happiness to make me feel good, but it was so temporary. All of these highs were so temporary. The highs in my relationship, yeah, they were amazing, but they were temporary. The highs in my career, they were temporary. The highs with buying a new car or getting a new tattoo or going to an event, yeah, they're great memories, but they're all very temporary. I hadn't actually made peace with my life first, and I feel like that's the real state that I've got myself in now, is peace. I wake up every day. I can't remember the last time, like, or I did cry a couple of weeks ago, but that was just because I was having an emotional moment. I can't remember the last time I felt really sad or angry or pissed off or frustrated with anything. I have just learned to be at peace with my life and love my life and pick up healthy habits and meditate and journal and spend time with loved ones and make healthy dinners. And yeah, it might seem fucking boring. To me, it seemed so fucking boring. The last 4 or 5 months of my life have been boring. However, I have actually got my brain to a state of peace where every day I wake up and I feel good. I feel positive. I feel quite happy because I'm not just chasing this high. I'm not chasing the next outing. I'm not chasing the next holiday. And I know all of these things will come, but I'm just so fucking glad that I didn't start the year just by chasing highs, and I actually done the work. I done the inner work and I worked on myself to be at this point. You need to remember that happiness is a moment. Peace is a foundation. Happiness is the laugh, the high, the sunshine. Peace is the quiet room where you can breathe, even when it rains. So I'm going to go for a few tips on how to choose peace over happiness, because it's only something that's come to light for me in the last couple of weeks. I wouldn't have actually really known how to choose peace over happiness before this. So shift your inner question. Instead of asking, will this make me happy? Ask yourself, will this protect my peace? Will this help me feel safe in myself, even if no one claps? This shift takes you out of a reaction mode and into self-respect mode. And this definitely goes for people in maybe toxic relationships. That person might make you so happy. All my ex-partners, every single one of them, made me happy. There were multiple times throughout those relationships, they made me happy. Did I feel at peace? No, I didn't feel at peace in those relationships, none of them, because I knew there was something wrong. I knew there was something missing. There were so many down moments as well as the highs that I wasn't truly at peace. And this can go for everything in your life. It might be your job. Does your job make you happy? Great, if it does, if it has so many benefits to it, does it bring you peace? I can fully say now my job brings me so much peace and clarity. I love my job to bits. Not only does it actually make me happy, but it is peaceful. Don't get me wrong, it's very stressful, but I just know how to handle it so that it's not like sending me over the edge. I do feel like my job is a peaceful job because I love it so much, and I just know that I was put on this earth to do this job. I feel content doing this job. Yes, it brings me happiness. Yes, it can be stressful, but because I'm at peace with my job, I know how to handle it. So you need to look at different aspects of your life and think, does this thing just bring me happiness, or does it bring me peace as well? Another major point is to let go of the highs that drain you later. Now, I know that high feels so good, especially if you've experienced doing drugs in your lifetime, or if you've just had a really, really, really toxic relationship. I know, like a trauma bond, I know how good those highs can feel. And then the days after, it's just a come down. It's just a really low shit feeling, and you're questioning your worth, you're questioning your life, you're questioning everything. So you end up chasing the high again because you want that feeling back. Some things feel like happiness in the moment, but leave you feeling emptier after. So things to let go of are reaching out to people who don't respect you, romanticizing a past that hurt you, overcommitting for validation. Now, if you've listened back to a few of my episodes, you know that that was definitely me. Getting temporary attention and then crashing. Again, that was me. When I was younger, I would post pictures of myself on Instagram for attention. And yeah, maybe they got loads of likes, but it didn't bring me peace. It never brought me happiness, like real, 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 true happiness. So I was just doing it for false reasons. If it costs you your peace, it's too expensive, even if it looks like joy. Choosing peace means making the harder, quieter choice now, so your future self isn't always cleaning up emotional messes. I could have honestly stayed in all my relationships because, like I said, every single one of them had happy moments. Every single one of them had benefits. Every single one of them actually done really nice things for me and we had really good memories together. But like I said, I was never at peace with any of them because I always knew it wasn't right for me. I always knew there were lows. I always knew I wasn't 100%. Thirdly, redefine peace as a daily practice, not a feeling. Peace isn't passive. It's an active choice to not respond when triggered, say no when it would be easier to please someone else, detach when you want to fix someone, rest when your brain says to do more. Peace isn't something you wait for, it's something you protect. Unlike happiness, where you're always chasing it, you're always waiting for it, you're always holding on to that the happiness will come, peace isn't the same. You're not chasing peace. Peace is just something that you do on a daily basis to protect it. Peace comes from within. Happiness comes from external factors. Peace comes from within. So you need to protect that at all costs. And I'm a people pleaser. I literally am the biggest people pleaser. I will say yes to everyone and everything just to please them. And this year I've really had to set certain boundaries to protect my peace. And it's quite rewarding, if I'm honest with you, when I actually stick to my boundaries because I feel like I'm respecting myself. And self-respect is such a high form of peace. Now, this is what was the eye-opener for me and how I've been feeling the last couple of weeks. But number four is to accept that peace can feel boring at first. If you're used to emotional highs and chaos, peace might feel empty or flat at first. But ask yourself, what if I'm not actually bored? I'm just finally safe. The nervous system doesn't know peace if it's only ever known survival. Let it relearn. And as a 28-year-old woman, it's so hard to relearn things. They always say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And that's why I'm so proud of myself the last couple of months for going on this actual healing journey, because I've had to relearn so many things. I've spent the last literal 28 years of my life learning certain habits, being in up and down relationships, getting used to the way other people are and thinking I should be a certain way, not having boundaries. And actually relearning all of these things has been hard work. I've had to be disciplined. I've had to have the utmost self-respect, but it feels so good now. And like I said, accepting that peace can feel boring was like the game changer for me, because I haven't just been bored the last couple of months. I've been at peace. Like, apart from the breakdown I had the other week, I actually can't even remember the last time that I did feel all of these real deep and negative emotions. Nor can I actually remember the last time that I felt extremely happy and excited. However, I know those times will come. I'm just actually grateful for the fact that I finally found peace within and peace in my life, and I've got a really good routine going on, and I'm going to the gym and I'm meditating and I'm journaling, and I just feel good about my life. Like, I feel good. And last year, or the last couple of years, I've spent every other week feeling all crazy kinds of emotions and aggressively journaling about my life and the ups and the downs, and I don't do that anymore. I literally write about what I'm grateful for and I get on with my day, and it's peaceful. And I thought it was boring because I'm so used to having those constant highs in my life. I'm used to treating myself to something really expensive. I'm used to getting a tattoo as and when I want. I'm used to just doing the maddest shit, guys, honestly. Like, looking back at the last couple of years, and I'm not mad about it. Like, I have had the best times ever, but I've also had the worst times ever. Like, the absolute worst times of my life. And I don't want that life back. I do not want that life back at all. I'm coming to terms with the fact that peace can feel boring and that every day might feel a little bit slow, but slow and steady wins the race. Now, if you do journal, then try this daily grounding prompt. Ask yourself each morning, what would choosing peace look like today? And some examples would be walking away instead of defending yourself, letting someone misunderstand you, turning off your phone for an hour, sitting with discomfort instead of escaping it, and then reflect in the evening, where did I protect my peace today, even in a small way? And for me, turning my phone off is a huge one because I obviously own two salons and it gets very chaotic. I have all sorts of messages every single day. And sometimes I need to protect my peace and just turn my phone off. Even if I turn my phone off for an hour, my mum thinks I'm dead. However, sometimes it's so necessary. Like, you need to just take yourself away from the social side of life and just have some time to yourself. Turn your phone off. Turn all social media off. Run yourself a nice bath. Have a lovely dinner. Cook yourself a nice dinner. Read a book, meditate, ground yourself, like literally have some time to yourself. And yeah, when I first started doing this, I was so fucking bored. All I wanted to do was go and text my ex-boyfriend or go out with the girls and go and have a drink or dress up and look beautiful. Like, I just wanted to go and do something that would make me feel this high, would make me feel this like excitement feeling and this like rush of adrenaline. But I've had to learn to go and do the, I quote, boring things, because they are peaceful. And I'm learning every day to choose peace over that excitement feeling, over that adrenaline feeling. Because with those feelings, with that excitement, with that adrenaline, it only brings me back down afterwards. Don't get me wrong, I still go and take myself on solo dates. I still go and do nice things with my days. I took myself on a solo date the other week. I went up to London. I went and had lunch on my own. I went and got my septum pierced. I still had a really lovely day. I went shopping and it was a lovely, wholesome day. Like, I had a really nice day. I wouldn't say it was the most exciting day of my life, but I still had a nice day just spending it on my own. And that day was actually very peaceful. Even though I got my septum pierced, it was a very peaceful, wholesome day. And I want to do more days like that. I want to do more days on my own where I'm just at peace and no one is disrupting it and no one is bringing me down or making me feel like shit afterwards. And if you've been listening to my podcast for a while now, that you know I have been doing daily affirmations. I actually have fallen off them the last couple of weeks, but I'm really going to try and get back into doing them again, because when you say something out loud and you keep repeating it to yourself, you truly start to believe it, you truly start to manifest it, you truly start to align with it. So if you want to choose peace over happiness, start repeating things to yourself like, I don't need to chase happiness to matter. I choose peace even when it's quiet. I am building a life where I no longer have to run. And I think that's so beautiful, because I don't want to be running from things in my life. I don't want to be running from negative things. I just want to build a peaceful life for myself where I'm not constantly chasing that high. I'm not constantly chasing that big night out because my whole week has been miserable and I felt like shit at work and work's just been crap, so I can't wait for that night out where I can have a drink. No, I want to have the night out where I can have a drink, but I've wanted to be peaceful for the rest of the week, and going out with my friends is just like something that's added to my life, not something that's distracting me or getting me out of the unpeaceful life that I'm living. I want to live a peaceful life, but these exciting things just happen in my life and add value to my life, rather than be me chasing them because I've had a shit week or I've had someone, I don't know, destroy my peace. For me, this has probably been the hardest realization in my healing journey, and I know a lot of people will probably still want to chase the highs and not choose peace, because it is exciting, it's fun, it's spontaneous, it gives you that buzz in your stomach that no other feeling. They are really good feelings. I've been there, guys, where I have felt on top of the world. I have felt like so excited and just had that adrenaline in me and just felt so loved and all of these feelings, all of these highs. But in reality, they always came with the lowest of lows, and I have had to realize now that this boring life that I'm living is actually so peaceful, and I can see clearly now. I have clarity and I can make better decisions in my life, because I'm not constantly filled with all of these highs and these lows, and I'm not filled with all of these emotions. I feel like I'm making much more sensible, responsible decisions in my life. I'm not getting angry at people. I'm not writing people shitty messages. I'm not, I don't know, just being a crazy controlling bitch anymore, because I have peace in my life. I found peace in my life, and I'm choosing peace over those emotions and those feelings. But I can completely relate to you guys if you love chasing that higher and you love those exciting moments in life or that exciting relationship. But I promise you now, the state that I'm in is so much healthier and so much, I would say, happier, because I have nothing bringing me down anymore because I chose peace. And like I said, when anyone has disrespected me in the last couple of weeks or months, I've chose to walk away. I've chose to not respond. I haven't given them a reaction, even if they have hurt me, even if they have upset me. Instead of me fighting it and arguing and trying to get what I want out of the situation, I'm just letting it be. I'm literally letting things be and just trusting the universe and just walking away when I feel like I've been disrespected. So honestly, guys, try and take some of these tips out of this podcast episode, because it's really helped me and it's been a big realization in my healing journey that I just want peace. I just want to make other people happy. I want to be kind. I want to be caring. I want to be positive, and I just want to love my life and be the best person I can possibly be. Anyway, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please give me a message at Believing in Her Podcast on Instagram if you have any other dilemmas or topics you want me to talk about. Please rate this episode or this podcast as well. I would love you to give me 5 stars. It would really help out my channel. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye.